This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Winter winds will be blowing at some point, although the Farmer's Almanac predictions for the upper Midwest hold to milder temperatures and drier conditions, while the rest of the country will have cooler, wetter conditions. Still, we truly don't know, except that we know we likely won't be wearing flip-flops in November, and at some point we will have snow. I know I'll be needing something to contrast the bright white glare of snow, or perhaps the bleak brown that can be winter. Gazing out at a winter landscape and spotting the cardinals gorging themselves at feeders is a pleasant contrast to those conditions. Contrary to what some people think, feeding the birds in winter is a good idea. Birds will hunt when they need to, but if we can provide them with sustenance, they'll survive better. For your enjoyment, make sure you locate the bird feeders where you can see them, keeping in mind that birds want to feel safe. So an area that will provide quick cover should they need it will keep the birds coming back. For ground feeders, put down seed in more open areas so predators don't have cover. The hands-down favorite seed for attracting the most variety of birds are black sunflower seeds. They're more oily, easier to crack, and cheaper than the black and white variety. Niger is more expensive, but the goldfinches love it. Another favorite, safflower seed. One reason I like it is that squirrels don't. Well, not so much anyway. Neither do starlings or blue jays, who will stuff themselves. Safflower seed is a popular choice for cardinals, chickadees, and downy woodpeckers. Suet is a great food for blue jays, woodpeckers, purple finches, and nuthatches. If there's been a wet snow and your feeders aren't covered, be sure to clean out any moldy seeds. Check out GardenBite.com for more info. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.